lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Those of us who have read and are still reading the Bible, we know that the Old Testament begins with the book of Genesis. In fact, Genesis means generations. In Genesis chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him." Well, the New Testament also begins with the Genesis or generation of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." Of course, in John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word." And we know that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, according to John chapter 1 and verse 14. And the Word that was made flesh, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, as we look at any study of any subject, we need to know the beginnings, the original intention or plan, and first step in its history. Well, these we have in the clearest and fullest way as to the earthly life of Christ as found in the Holy Scripture, and that is the King James Version of the Bible, the Word of God. The foundation has already been laid according to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20, where it says, "Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Well, in John chapter 17 and verse 24, it says, He starts by saying, "Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." Well, now let us go back and read this once again. Right here. And I want to make clear that the foundation had already been laid, and the work of God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit continued on as we read in the first verse of Genesis and throughout the Word of God. Jesus Christ always has been. And I'm going to read that in just a moment again, John 17, verse 24. Well, was there a Son of God before the beginning? Well, the answer, of course, is yes. As I've just said, he always has been. He was with the Father before the foundation of the world. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, it says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Of course, we go back now and we look back once again in John 17, 24, where it says, "Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." Well, Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. And as that, he had no beginning. And we also see by studying the Word of God that the Bible clearly teaches that it was the Son who created all things. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 16, the Bible says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Well, that's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, those verses I just read. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, where it says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. And we also study and we see that there are many passages in the Bible that state God the Father sent his Son prior to his mission, and this indicates that Christ existed as the Son prior to the mission. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10 says this, Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 14 goes on to say, And we have seen, it says there, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. John chapter 20 and verse 21, it says, Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Well, Jesus did not come early. He didn't come late. He came at the right time. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth Jesus Christ. Christ was God's Son before he was given, as implied in John 3:16. It says, Therefore, God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We also notice that Jesus calls himself the Son of Man. John chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, where it says, And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. There's no doubt that he's speaking of himself here. He's speaking of the time when he would go to the cross. Verse 14. As the Son of Man, he is the heir of God, of fathers of the fathers, promises to man. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 2, it says this, Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now, as the Son of Man, he is mediator between God and men, according to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. For it says, Therefore, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. You see, no man on this earth has a right to represent you to God. You, as a saved person, represent yourself through Jesus Christ. He is the mediator, not some human being on this earth. But we also notice that Jesus also called himself the Son of God. And you read that in John chapter 3 and verse 16 through 18. And remember now, he was speaking to Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, who had come to him and wanting to hear what Jesus had to say. In John chapter 3, 16 through 18, it says this, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And in John chapter 5 and verse 18, the Bible says, Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, that's Jesus, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. In John chapter 19 and verse 7, it says, The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. Well, Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God. As the Son of God, he is unique. He's beloved. He's the only begotten, eternally begotten Son of the Father, God. God is very God. He is the very God according to the Scriptures. Jesus said he was God in John chapter 8 and verse 58. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus said, I am. If you read the Old Testament, you'll find that Moses wanted to know how he could have the authority to speak to the people. In Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, it says, God gives the answer there. It says, And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Well, these are the same words that Jesus spoke in the New Testament. He said, I am. He's God. He is God of very God. Finally, Jesus did not become the only begotten Son of God at the virgin birth, as some have intimated, referring to Psalm chapter 2 and verse 7. It says there, and we're going to read that in just a moment, it's referring to his resurrection. It says, I will declare the decree, the Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Well, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 5 says, For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee, and again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Well, the answer comes and tells us that this verse is speaking of the resurrection of Christ, not his virgin birth. And Acts chapter 13, verse 33 says, God hath fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Well, Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. He did not come into existence as the only begotten Son of God at the virgin birth. In Daniel chapter 3 and verse 25, it says, He answered and said, Lo, I see four men. And remember the Hebrew children walking in the furnace, and Nebuchadnezzar threw them in there to kill them. But Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Well, Jesus Christ was there. He's the only begotten of the Son of God. He never had a beginning. He'll never have an end. He is God. He is the only begotten Son of God. He will always be Jesus Christ. When we think of this, Jesus Christ was God from eternity. He's the creator of all things, according to John 1. It says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And John 1:14 again says, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Well, there are some who hold that Christ did not become the Son until the virgin birth, and they say this, that the sonship was merely a role or a title or a function that Christ assumed at the incarnation. They also teach that the Father became the Father at the time of the incarnation. Well, this is totally wrong. Jesus Christ always has been. He never had a beginning. He'll never have an end. And we know Jesus Christ was born into the world as human. He became flesh and dwelt among us so that you and I would be able to go to heaven by saying, Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior. Save me so I can go to heaven. I'm trusting in you through your blood. To save me. Call upon him today. Ask him into your heart.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.